Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Learning by Ear's special series that takes a look at the environment. In today's program, we'll be focusing on the world's growing energy demands and the planet's insatiable demand for oil, coal and gas. But they won't last forever. So what next? Where will our power come from? In today's radio novella, we'll talk about renewable energies like wind, solar and geothermal. Not only are their supplies infinite, they are also clean, unlike fossil fuels. We'll hear about how the Earth is struggling to cope with the pollution generated by burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures are rising at levels never previously recorded, and science says man is to blame. If we don't act quickly, we risk destroying the planet. Stay with us.
You know, the electricity supply these days is really bad.
Yeah, you're right, Monica. Nowadays we seem to have power cuts every other day.
Gladys, that's because in this part of the country, we are entirely dependent on a single coal-powered power station that was built 30 years ago.
It's all right for you, Monica. Your family can afford a generator, but we have to burn kerosene lamps.
Ha! Or candles! And they say we are a developing country.
Well, Moses, perhaps we are. I heard last week that the local council plans to install a new diesel generator that will provide electricity for the entire city and the surrounding area. Now that, to me, sounds like progress.
I'm not so sure. Yes, we may have electricity day and night.
Well, isn't that what you want?
But these days we have to think about our environment too, and I'm not so sure how green diesel is.
But Gladys, imagine what you can do with more power. You say that during the power cuts you have to burn kerosene lamps, so soon you'll be able to watch television day and night.
That's true, Monica.
And you'll be able to run a refrigerator, something you can't do when the power supply is so erratic. Ah, there we go. The power's back. That's better. I'll turn the TV off. I can hear myself think now.
But Monica, just imagine all the pollution from such a large generator. That's no solution, just a temporary measure.
Hey, this is my auntie Susanna. She teaches environmental studies at the local university.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Gladys was just explaining that the diesel generator that the council is planning to install will cause a lot of pollution. Is she right?
To an extent, she's right. Diesel is derived from oil, and oil is a fossil fuel.
What's a fossil fuel, Susanna?
A fossil fuel is one that is made from broken down carbon compounds. When you burn a fossil fuel, that carbon is released back into the environment.
And that's what's causing climate change.
To an extent, Gladys, yes it is. There are other issues like deforestation, but carbon dioxide is what you call a greenhouse gas. Imagine the Earth is encircled by a giant glass sphere. The heat of the sun penetrates through that glass. Some of the heat is absorbed by the Earth, and some of it is radiated back toward space.
But it gets trapped.
Right, Gladys. And in reality, instead of glass, a blanket of gases surrounds the Earth, including the greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. Gradually, man's activities are causing the greenhouse gases to build up in the atmosphere, and so more heat energy is being trapped. And that is causing global warming.
What about gas? That is also a fossil fuel. Am I right?
Yes, Moses, you are.
So it too releases carbon dioxide. But could a gas-powered generator be a better option than a diesel one?
I'm no expert in generators, but certainly natural gas is the cleanest burning fossil fuel. Compared with oil and coal generators, natural gas generators produce lower emissions of carbon dioxide. Gas is also cheaper.
So natural gas is the answer then?
Well, not necessarily, Gladys. Firstly, natural gas does still release greenhouse gases. Secondly, there is a finite supply of fossil fuel. One day, oil, coal and natural gas reserves will simply run out.
What will we do then?
It means that we need to be finding alternative sources of energy now. What's more, these energies need to be clean. It's one of the most pressing global needs. But right now, There's a project at the university I want you to see. You see, this is what we call a wind turbine. The wind turns this blade around, which turns the turbine, which generates power. We're using it here at the university to power our entire science department. And this here is my colleague, Dr. Wafula.
Sir, you can generate electricity from the wind alone.
That's correct. Just how much depends on how big your turbine is and how many you have. Some are so small they can only power an individual home. In Germany, Denmark, or in the United States, they have so-called wind farms with hundreds of turbines that can light up entire cities.
Why do we call wind a renewable energy?
Quite simply, it means that wind is a resource that will never run out. Its supply is infinite, unlike oil and coal.
There's another renewable energy that has huge potential on this continent.
There is?
What is it?
Think about it. What sustains life on Earth?
The sun!
Exactly, Gladys. Many African countries receive an average of 325 days a year of bright sunlight. That gives solar power the potential to bring energy to virtually any location on the continent.
And did you know that the sun releases more energy in 1 second than all the fossil fuels will ever release between now and the time they run out?
An inexhaustible supply of energy. Just imagine, each house could have its own solar panel.
So what's the catch? Otherwise, surely solar energy would be powering up the continent already.
Compared to fossil fuels, the startup costs are high.
Will that change?
I hope so, Moses. You know, solar technology advances every day. Let's hope that one day it becomes affordable for this continent.
And then maybe one day we will have a clean, affordable, never-ending supply of energy.
Wow, and no more choking fumes belching out of generators.
Did you know?
Wussten Sie schon?
Kuchen sang?
Unajua kwamba?
Le saviez-vous?
Did you know that carbon dioxide levels in the Earth's atmosphere have increased by 30% in the last 200 years alone? As we've just heard, carbon dioxide is one of the so-called greenhouse gases. Their concentration levels are currently the highest they've been for 800,000 years. What does this mean? Well, the majority of scientists agree that as a result of the build-up of greenhouse gases, the Earth is warming up. Over the last 300 years, global temperatures have risen by over 0.7 degrees. You might say 0.7 degrees doesn't sound very much, but here's what might happen over the next few decades if the current trend continues. Global sea levels could rise by more than 6 metres, flooding low-lying coastal cities like Lagos, Dar es Salaam and Maputo. Extreme weather, like droughts and floods, will become more frequent. There are scientists who dispute the reality of global warming. They argue that global temperatures naturally rise and fall in cycles, but it's widely accepted that human activities are accelerating global warming. The fear is the environmental damage caused by global warming may be irreversible if action isn't taken to cut emissions of greenhouse gases. For example, some scientists predict the Arctic Ocean could be ice-free by 2050. Some countries are worse polluters than others, especially the US and China. But we can all help cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. Here are two simple tips. Use energy-saving light bulbs and walk short distances instead of taking the car or bus. It's not too late to slow down global warming if we act together now.
And that's all for today's Learning by Ear special environment focus on renewable energies, written by Richard Locke. So remember, the science is real, global warming is a stark reality, and it will hit Africa hard. But there are steps we can all take to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Don't think the difference you can make is insignificant. It's not. Thanks for being with us. If you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, go to our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.